Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
This is Lieutenant Roger McCord of the Salvation Army for today's community comment. For my birthday, my wife let me buy a smartwatch. It links me to my phone and passes messages to me. It also counts my steps, tells me how much sleep I got last night, reminds me of my appointments, provides me with GPS turn-by-turn directions, and can auto-reply while I'm driving. It does everything I never knew I needed my watch to do for me. Everything except help me take a break from my overly busy life. In our constantly moving world, we have forgotten what it means to spend any time on our own. We should all set aside a regular time to disconnect. I know, that's easy for me to say, but it's hard for any of us to do. At work, for instance, most of us have a constant stream of data coming at us. Phone calls, email, and text messages all threaten to overwhelm the time we have to get work done. This problem only used to affect the professional sector, but with computer-based cash registers and networked point-of-sale systems, even cashiers must quickly cope with a flood of incoming information. At a fast food restaurant last week, I placed a custom order with an app, paid for it using my phone, and collected it from a counter clerk who seemed to be dealing with my order and a dozen just like it while trying to run an update on his register so he could accept the electronic coupon I had in my email. We constantly take in information at work without proper time to process it. It used to be that once we clocked out, we would be able to find some relief from the maddening pace, but no longer. Our personal lives are every bit as connected now. Email streams into my phone from three separate accounts, and on a trip to the library, I happened to sit to check those accounts in a room with a dozen others who also had their heads down and their eyes fixed on the tiny flashy screens of their phones. This is what our personal lives have become, time spent interacting through or alongside our little screens. It's as if we've forgotten that we can look at one another or carry on just one conversation at a time. But what about during our time off? Can we at least take a break while we relax? Not if my own recent experience is any guide. On a trip to Agate Beach, it was obvious that relaxation time is now only taken in the midst of the data flow. The response of the tourist group beside me to the beauty around us led them to look up, not at the trees, but Wikipedia's entry about redwoods. The discovery of agates on the beach was quickly documented by an Instagram feed which sent the group scrambling for their phones to look at pictures rather than examining the actual stones. This is relaxation now. Facebook, Twitter, and the occasional Snapchat photo of a particularly dramatic scene. Even national parks now provide Wi-Fi coverage, so no visitors need to stop and take in the world around them. We are the best connected, most informed people of all time, but in becoming that, we've lost something we need. We must find ways to disconnect if we're to maintain any kind of equilibrium. At least 30 minutes a week is necessary just to give us the chance to hear our own thoughts for a while instead of someone else's. Can you do that? Schedule a break where you put down the phone, close the computer, table the tablets, and proceed to a place of peace? I wish I could. Perhaps that's something my watch can do for me. This has been Lieutenant Roger McCourt for today's KINS Community Comment.
Community Comment presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.